Come back to order. Welcome everyone to the afternoon session of the City Council. You're going to need to bear with us a bit because the morning session was long and actually was not yet completed. So we have some items remaining from this morning that we're going to try to power through quickly and then get to the afternoon's business. So with that, let's take up, as soon as one of our colleagues gets here, we'll take up 1044, but I think we can just get the very brief presentation from the Police Bureau while we're waiting for a quorum to develop. So could you read item 1044, please, Carla?
1044, accept a grant in the amount of $1,189,790 and appropriate $300,000 for fiscal year 2015-16 from the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance, National Sexual Assault Kit Initiative, fiscal year 2015 competitive grant to address the issue of unsubmitted sexual assault kits at the Portland Police Bureau.
Commander Burke, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, members of Council, Mayor Hales. I'm George Burke. I'm the commander of the Detective Division, Portland Police Bureau. As you know, back in April or May, we came before you asking for support in applying for a competitive grant, and now we have received word back from the Department of Justice, BJA, that we were awarded that grant in the amount of $1.18 million. We're coming before you today asking for us to accept the grant so that we can get moving forward on and getting these out of our inventory and getting them tested and moving forward with plans and not being back in this place again. So with that, I certainly wanted to be brief and allow you guys to get back on a schedule so you can move forward.
Okay. Questions for Commander Burke? That was remarkably succinct. Thank you very much. Good work and for a short presentation under these circumstances. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wants to speak on this item?
I had three people signed up. Lightning, Charles Johnson, and Jane Doe.
Okay, come on up. We'll give you 2 minutes each, please. We're going to stick to a two-minute time schedule this afternoon, by the way, everyone, on every item. So.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the concerns and the focuses I want to have on this issue would be on the forensic scientists. I want to make sure that we also look at funding some of the labs, and I know this is to test the kits. We need additional funding for the labs, improvement, betterment grants. We need to start focusing on that. On this particular grant, we came up $800,000 short. I would also like at this time for the public to step in, offer donations to make up that $800,000. It's very necessary at this time in other states. Groups have joined together and come up with funding, and I would suggest that we do that and come up with that additional $800,000. Again, from my position, I want to focus on the labs. I want to make sure that the new police chief and the police commissioner are reviewing the progress and keeps a close eye on this. Again, I would like to see every kit tested, and we need to start looking at this very closely. There should not be a backlog of kits. We should be able to get out there and get additional funds if necessary, if the federal grants do not cover what we need to do. I also want to have a consultant come in and do a study. Is it better to use private labs, or is it better to use the state labs? And I want to have a study done to have an understanding on what direction we want to go in the future. Again, we need to show more efficiency on the labs itself and have a clear understanding from the forensic scientists. Do you need more equipment? Do you need more money as far as on your salary? What do you need to become a very efficient lab so this will not happen in the future again? Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, commissioners. And in the light of obviously we need this $1 million in federal assistance, although it leaves us with a sad situation of telling victims of sexual assault, we aren't going to test your evidence unless the feds pay us to. That's gross, sick. It's very interesting that we have a woman on city council whose experience is in public health, and she's not calling us to stronger accountability for this. It's obscene that as a mostly male body and a male-dominated law enforcement industry, we have had thousands of Portland women told when they were sexually assaulted that they had to have an evidence kit taken, and then we stuck it on a shelf and we didn't do anything with it. So we have changes in police administration. Things rotate around. The responsible parties are hopefully not doing law enforcement anywhere. But we need to seriously think about, a week ago we had a presentation here about Native American Indigenous Day for Columbus Day. One woman didn't come because she lives in Northwest Towers, and the trauma she experienced was a woman jumping off the top floor of, or a floor of Northwest Towers committing suicide. Why does that happen? Because idiots have been running the city, letting sexual assault kits and rape victims be neglected and crapped on. I hope that this $1 million will be the start of a better city. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Then this is an emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call vote, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
So my understanding is that the remainder of the grant money is coming from a different grant. Of course, the council has looked into this. Previously, the police bureau protocol across the country was not to test kits unless, if the survivor did not want them to move forward with a prosecution or for various other reasons. So our police were following the established protocol. That protocol has now changed, and so they had carefully saved all of the ones that previously were not intended to be tested, and that's what this grant is doing. We are confined by the state in terms of we don't have our own lab, nor does the state want us to. So that's an issue that needs to be taken up with the state for those who are concerned about it. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Some thank yous. I want to thank our congressional delegation for providing a letter of support, because once we discovered that this backlog existed and then applied for this grant, we got great support from our congressional delegation. And in fact, I believe it's the case that Portland and Multnomah County are the only pair of jurisdictions like that in the country that have both received grants. So I want to thank in particular Senator Wyden and his staff, Grace Neal, who may or may not be here. She may have planned to be here this morning. So I'm very proud of the fact that we have looked this problem right in the face. As soon as I heard that this national problem existed in August of last year, that is 2014, I asked the police bureau, do we have this problem? And it turned out that yes, we indeed did. And I'm very proud of the work that Commander Burke and others in the police bureau have done to get us to now where we clear this backlog, follow good policy, and make sure that women in this community who are victims of this crime are properly supported at every case, in every turn, going forward. Aye. Okay.